Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family with...
Hackmaster Ralph W. Basham, M.D.
Alex Brambernard Rasmussen. Co-host Catherine Brandt.
And Andy Brambernard.
And Kristen Burt will join us right after this.
Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who have been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your, all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant.
Tom Bernard here with my friend John Schwartz, co-owner of AAA Movers, a family-owned part of the Metro since 1964. John, first off, when it comes to moving, not all companies are created equal. What are some of the scary stories you hear about other guys?
Tommy, if you hire Chuck in a truck, you unfortunately are going to get Chuck service. AAA Movers makes it our mission to guarantee satisfaction with every step of what can often be a stressful time in your life, moving. We move 10,000 to 12,000 families every year. So from your price quote to the professional, respectful way we handle your life's possessions, we'll make your move easy.
I like easy.
By the way, this month, if you mention Tom Bernard or KQ, you'll get a free moving box kit with every move, and you'll save $50 off with junk removal with Junk Luggers.
Your move is always triple guaranteed with AAA Movers. That's their price guarantee, safety guarantee, and satisfaction guarantee. Call 612-588-MOVE or online at aaamovers.com. AAA Movers, you may not move every day, but they do.
Have you ever seen a squawk's tears? Well, look at mine.
You got a home problem?
No, somebody has teeth problems.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Is Kristen with us?
Yep.
Ladies and germs. Burt. Who used to say that?
What?
Good evening, ladies and germs.
A lady and germ. Yeah, ladies and germs. Who was that?
Who was that? Everybody thought that was so funny.
Ladies and
boys
germs.
And girls.
We saw it on the Muppets a lot or something.
Was it the Muppets?
Apparently it was possibly coined by Milton Berle.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's a possibility. Milton Berle could have done
it.
He
said it all the time.
Okay, Milton Berle. Was he on the Muppets?
I don't get it. Why? What's the
probably
joke?
I feel like everyone was on the Muppets at some point during the late 70s.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, so what's Milton Berle's most famous quote of all time, though? Because he's got a very famous quote that hardly anybody knows.
Well, if it's not then it wouldn't be famous, would it?
But it'll be famous among the people who know about it.
It's not attributed to him, though, usually?
Oh, it is, but that's not something that's going to appear on, you know, broadcast TV. Okay, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Milton Berle was once on the Howard Stern show. You know this story?
Big nose story.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. He's on the. So you know this story as well, Kristen?
Well, if I think it's going where I think it's going, he's got some legendary things going on.
Yes.
Oh.
So Howard Stern asked him on the air if it's true that he had a very large penis, and Milton Berle said, "Yes, I do." And Stern goes, "Well, maybe we should have a contest." And Milton Berle responded, "Yes, but I'm only taking out enough to win."
I'm only unfurling.
I'm only taking out enough to win. That's really nice.
And I understand Don Knotts had legendary anatomy.
That's what I understand.
Oh, really?
Big nose.
And I've never heard that one.
Yeah, well, that has been reported. This was an acquaintance of mine, personal observation.
Oh, really?
Personal observation. It was just personal startling observation. He was in a locker room with him. Whoa, settle down.
I love
that. Yeah, it's funny because I think we're losing the Milton Berle like legacy story on that because he's no longer here. So now it's like the next generation who is well endowed.
And it's who's the guy that was on MASH, the original movie? Sutherland.
Oh, Donald Sutherland?
Donald Sutherland, I think he is.
That's another weird I've never heard that one.
He's
you have a large nose?
You're hanging out at the right bars.
On the break,
we're talking about Liam Neeson now. We're talking about Woody Harrelson. We don't talk about
people with large noses.
Yes.
Yeah. On the break, we were talking about there was a story in the New York Times, I think I said. New York Post that said that men that have large noses usually have large penises.
Really?
It was called, the headline was Snout Clout.
Well, how about Pinocchio?
There you go.
I don't think Pinocchio had anything.
I saw him at Disneyland. I don't think so.
You saw Pinocchio at Disneyland, did you?
Yeah,
okay.
I went the day before it opened. I went to the preview day.
Ooh, terrific.
Pinocchio was there?
Pinocchio. Huh.
The real Pinocchio?
Pinocchio was there.
We love Pinocchio.
Whenever I read Pinocchio to the kids, I always go, Pinocchio. And Pinocchio. The kids are like, why are you saying it like that?
Homage to your grandfather.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Italian.
Yep.
It's an interesting name because it's just one letter away from being a derogatory term for gay men.
Well, and interestingly, the translations are also one letter apart.
They are?
Pine eye and fine eye.
Yeah, pine eye and fine eye. That's exactly right. Finocchio
is Pinocchio means.
A derogatory term for a gay man in Italy.
Oh, good to know.
Fine eye. You're a fine eye.
Don't really know why, but
fine
it is.
Fine eye? That doesn't sound...
Well, you're kind of like sizing up the men with your fine eye deal, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess yes.
That's not derogatory, is it?
Well, not really. It's not like, you know, some of the things they've been called in America. That's right.
Not like the evil eye.
Yeah.
Indeed. So what's going on with you, Kristen Burt?
The big story of the week has been our SoFi Stadium, our new football stadium, finally got to be used with fans in the stands and everything else because they have the Vax Live concert happening. So it was taped for TV. It will air on Saturday, May 8th on a variety of networks because they need to get people vaccinated. So they trotted out a bunch of celebrities to try and encourage people.
Who needs to get people vaccinated?
Everybody.
Everybody.
I already got vaccinated.
We spend a little time. I know this is this picks up the scab. We were in Turks and Caicos for a bit, and the story was there that only 40% of the island has been immunized, and the other 60% are resisting immunization because they feel culturally that they can do natural treatments to avoid the virus and avoid getting sick. So, you know, you can only do so much, and there's a certain group of people who are going to choose not to do this for fear, for cultural reasons, for religious reasons. There's a lot of reasons why people aren't going to get vaccinated, and that's the way it is.
Yeah,
Did you see they're using that argument in Uganda? Because Ugandans have always used witchcraft to get more money. But apparently now they're using witchcraft to try to drive away the virus.
Of course.
Why don't I use witchcraft to get more money?
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds in LA. I feel like they're using crystals and essential oils
sure.
is a big one. Sleep in a pyramid. For that crew.
Sleep in the pyramid.
Okay, I have to ask you a question, Doc. Can you give immunizations?
Sure. I give them to some of the staff. When they need the flu shot.
Can you do the COVID one?
If I get the goo.
Technically. You'd be surprised how little qualifications you need
so
to be able to administer the shot.
Well, it's not a difficult thing to give somebody
you wouldn't think.
Intramuscular jab.
I didn't know you could just walk up and get it.
Many places, like the state fairgrounds, you just go up and get
it. Oh, really?
Our neighbor has been giving it at a grocery store called Hy-Vee. And she said when she first started, it was lines, and now there's like six people that have appointments.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think everybody that once really wanted it has it, and now the people that don't want it are not going to get it, and we're kind of phasing out.
Can't get into college then.
Oh,
well.
They're doing all kinds of advertising campaigns now to get the vaccine suspicious or whatever they're calling them. There's like terminology for people that don't really aren't sure if they want to get a vaccine because there's
I want it, no I don't want it, and then there's the people that are like I'm not sure,
I'm not driving really 3 hours to get in, like, I'm not gonna go stand in line for 4 hours
not right now. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, maybe in a few months, once everybody's kind of got it, and I'll see
if they grow another head
or whatever.
If they grow another head, that's nice.
Yeah, Dan was reading a thing that was like, they did a focus group of, you don't want it, why don't you, like, what are things that we could do to make it seem more appealing? And people said to stop talking about boosters, the possibility of boosters.
Forever.
They're like, I'm like, isn't that something that you should know about if you're going to get a vaccine, if you're going to need more? Whatever. Yeah. And then to not have Fauci anymore, to, like, get rid of him.
It's time for him to fold it up.
People hate him.
So he keeps changing his mind to saying that there's no hope.
I don't listen to him. Like, no. I just made my own informed decision. I did my research, looked up studies, decided what type of vaccine I wanted, and then I made an appointment for myself and my husband, because otherwise it would have taken him another 6 months.
Yeah.
And we went together and got it done. But I think that's the way to do it, is to do your research from, like, legitimate medical sites.
If they're going to start mandating immunizations, well, then, you have to go to college. Well, and then maybe you want to get immunized for pneumococcal meningitis, or maybe you need to be immunized against measles, mumps, rubella, and maybe you need to be immunized for tuberculosis. And maybe
it's never going to end, is it?
Maybe you need to be immunized for
a
flu shot.
But I went to Haiti, or when I went to China, I needed vaccinations in order to enter the country. I've had a vaccine passport attached to my own passport for two decades. Based on travel.
But that's more of a choice. Like, if you don't want those shots, you can just not go to China. Live your life and to just be...
It's like you can't buy groceries unless you get this shot.
India, it was recommended that I get vaccinations. It wasn't mandatory.
Oh, really?
That's different. It's
mine was for my visa for China.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, well, that's communist. Yeah, that
and same
sense.
With Haiti. But also, I mean, I just worked on a fully vaxxed set last week. I had to be fully vaxxed or I couldn't work. And that's the option. I can choose to take the job or not take the job. But and we were tested. And that was fine. I mean, I've already passed my second and my 2 weeks and everything. And but that was, everyone was given the choice. They just said, hey, we want a fully vaxxed set, and that's what we're asking for, and everyone agreed to it.
Well, I think part of the problem, too, is that people like Fauci keep changing the bar.
Yep.
It's like, if 42% of the population got vaccinated, then we were going to reach herd immunity. Now, I just read a story today that's like 70-80% have to be vaccinated, or
we're not
going to...
we're not going to ever reach it.
It's like, which one is it? When you just stick to a story.
I know. I have a friend who does not want the vaccine, and I have, and her husband is very like, everyone needs to get vaccinated. He got vaccinated, and she's like, we don't even talk about it, like, because it causes too much strain on our marriage, honestly. And she's like, I just can't do it. And she was like talking to him about it. She was like, okay, so you got the vaccine. What in your life has changed?
Yeah, that's nothing. The thing is nothing
She's
changes.
She's like, that's the thing. Like, it would be something if it were, oh, you don't have to wear a mask anymore if you're vaccinated.
Right,
oh, you
right.
can start
Good
going
point.
To yep. whatever. You know, they're like, if something were different,
yeah.
then I could see the appeal. But you're still doing the yeah. same things that we all are doing.
Yeah, Ralph, you just traveled. And you're vaccinated, right?
Yeah, we are immunized, but we didn't need the immunization. We just needed negative COVID test.
Yeah,
exactly. So yeah. even though you
there's no
immunized,
upside.
Immunized you still had to do the COVID
test. Acting yeah. as if this doesn't matter. And it does change the course of the disease. And that's why yeah. people need to have the immunization. Yeah, Kristen, you might get sick, but you're going to get like a cold or something. You know, you might have a fever.
I'm not going to die. I'm not going to be hospitalized.
Well, you probably wouldn't have died anyway. Like, you were a very low-risk person still, for having any sort
of complication. But my husband is not. So that yeah. is also important in our household because he's asthmatic. So it yeah. could yeah. be something very different for him.
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to bring back the Johnson & Johnson one shot? When's that coming back?
It's back.
So, okay, I'm making an announcement right here. If I can have the Johnson & Johnson administered by Dr. Basham on this show, I'll get it done.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Can you do that?
Sure.
Can you get the Johnson & Johnson?
Oh, I can't. I got to get the goo, and they won't send this stuff out to certain people. It has to be stored
in
a certain
way. They're so desperate for it to get out to people. They should start sending it to any doctor that's willing to do it.
Johnson & Johnson is way less effective.
I thought it was totally effective.
It keeps you from dying. That's all that's important.
Well,
you may still get it. May have a higher
people are still
of getting
dying.
It.
Even if I got
fully
COVID,
vaccinated.
It would
be
kill
one
me
and
anyway.
Done.
Yeah, one and done.
I'm far too powerful for COVID to kill me.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you. I'm just here to tell you. Yeah.
Wow.
My goodness.
You're on social media. You could make a TikTok about it.
Yeah, I could do that. Absolutely.
I just hate all that stuff. Did you see people are getting Band-Aid tattoos?
Oh, God.
To show
so
that
sad.
They were vaccinated.
Oh,
I mean, it's gotten to be almost a cult level.
Well,
it really has.
Well, you know what's
it
happening,
really
though?
Weird.
What's happening now, because a lot of states are saying, even in California, they're saying you don't have to wear a mask outside. You need to wear it into businesses and things like that. Or if you're in a large crowd and you're outside, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But people are saying they're so concerned because it's become such a political debate. They're like, I don't want to look like I'm a Republican who refuses to wear a mask. And so people are creating t-shirts,
yeah,
or say
hats.
I'm vaccinated, or vaxxed and waxed is like the theme of the summer because everyone's ready to get out and
vaxxed and waxed.
That's so LA.
Yes.
Oh my God, that just stinks of LA.
These people are going to be relentlessly mocked
in 10 years.
It's
something that's showing up on the dating site because people want to know, am I going to date someone who's not vaxxed?
Oh, that's
so vaxxed and waxed has become the thing.
This is so weird to me because I was thinking about this.
You should have a syphilis exam.
I was going to say.
Yeah,
then they're all going to get crabs.
Syphilis. What do you got? You got the clap?
Yeah.
Something. I need to know.
I don't know. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I was like, this is, it's a personal choice that people make or don't make, whatever. And it's turned into this, virtue signaling, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what if we did this, with, abortions? People just wore these shirts that was anti-abortion, pro-abortion, blah, 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 blah. But it's it's a personal choice that people are making, and you're going to do what you're going to do. And I don't know.
And
when
you go in and get your vaccination, do you have to fill out what your political affiliation is?
Yeah, really.
Because libertarians aren't exactly you've got to go get a vaccination.
Right.
They're it's my body, my choice. It's a freedom of choice.
Yeah. And people are just screaming about how they feel about this one particular vaccination. And it's
it's because they have nothing to believe in their lives. So they have to believe in whatever's the trendy thing that the news is talking
about. It's so personal.
It's the current religion.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
To me, I just feel like it's so personal. And people are like, are you vaccinated? It's how is that any of your business?
Exactly.
I don't know.
I know a lot of people don't want to hang out with people who aren't vaccinated, and that has become a thing.
Here we go. See,
people are asking.
Here's the thing: if you're vaccinated, why do you give a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're vaccinated and your vaccine works and you're that's the reason why you got it and you're protected, why do you care if you're with somebody that isn't vaccinated? Because your vaccine works and you're good.
Do you know what happened? You know what happened in China in 1951, the year I was born?
No.
There was a virus in Wuhan.
Yeah.
The year I was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was called the Wuhan flu.
It was called the Wuhan flu, and it was the year I was born.
Flu.
So
there's a whole lot of viruses to come out of China.
Nothing new about this at all.
So many people and so many odd, like, you know, the markets.
A billion people with very, very low standards of living is not a
It's going to be a viral situation.
Well, I'm trying to get that done in America. I'm trying to set up that same society here, so that's good. Do you hear? Oh, by the way, Kristen, did you hear? You know they got rid of one of the dogs at the White House, so they brought in a cat to take its place.
They got rid of one of the dogs.
Yeah,
the
German Shepherd was chomping.
He was biting people.
It was probably a female. Probably a female.
Oh my God! They were all so excited. My my brother-in-law and sister-in-law have two German Shepherds, and they were like so excited about German Shepherds in the White House. I'm gonna be like, hey,
not anymore.
They had to go back to the old homestead.
So, Kristen, what does the Babylon Bee want to name the cat at the White House?
Oh, I know it's something really good.
It's really good. Babylon Bee suggests the name for the new cat at the White House, Chairman Meow. That's a great name.
The truth is that cats do rule the house, even if there are dogs there.
Exactly. Cats will ruin it, so it'll be Chairman Meow. It'll be fantastic.
You come in the morning, you've got a stack of very important papers, a sign about world peace and everything else, and they're all have little puncture marks on the side.
Bite marks all over it. Exactly.
I always like it when a dog, like a giant dog, you have a German Shepherd trying to go up a staircase, but the cat is standing at the top of the stairs,
mm-hmm.
and the dog is trying to figure out how to get up the stairs
and around the cat
without getting within cat swipe range.
It's
like
hilarious.
You're so gigantic, you could just knock the cat over, but nope, they're terrified of getting
that intimidating
getting
look.
Pawed by the cat.
I watched a video of a dog who wanted his ball. It was like a German pointer or something, like a bigger dog, and the ball was near this chair, and they were like, why will he not go get his ball? And the cat was sitting under the chair, like staring. The dog was just doing the whole, like, oh my, oh my, oh, I can't get it.
The kitty's
gonna
get me.
It's like, oh my
it
God.
Is all
guys,
true.
I have big breaking news on Major. Major has returned to the White House, and they're getting the feline friend for Major.
Oh, Major
what?
Gets the therapy cat.
Major can go chasing a cat through the White House.
There
maybe that's what he's going
to
be busy.
Major was sent to an off-site training site to help him adjust to life in the White House.
A little zap collar, God. I'm guessing.
Yeah, zap collar. Yeah. Take care of it.
Both of the dogs were sent. I think, but Champ is a senior dog, so I'm sure Champ was like, why am I here in an off-site training camp?
Yeah, I don't need any of this information.
Yeah,
Major's causing all the problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, we when we had our shepherd, she got a little bit nippy once, and she had to go back to the training facility in Burbank. As a matter of fact, she was over there, and and the trainer, she had a prong collar on a leather leash, and he nipped at her, and he picked her up on with the collar and swung her around his head twice, and laid her back down. She nipped a second time. She did it a second time. From then on. This German Shepherd, this female German Shepherd, if she touched you with her tooth, would lay down submissive.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's so. Unfortunately, you have to make it clear to them
that's not cool. Yeah,
that's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably had a couple. This dog probably had a couple helicopter rides, and be fine now.
And we're all good.
They'll be fine.
And
I don't mean to be mean to an animal. We loved her, and she was one of the best companions in the world. But the reality is, some dogs, aka female German Shepherds, are really strong-willed, and you have to sort of like.
Well, you have an 80, 90-pound dog that can.
There you go.
That's some damage when they decide to bite you.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like how the most bitey dog in the world is actually the Chihuahua. But if you get bit by a chihuahua, who cares?
Yeah, it's not going to matter.
Unless you get bit by the, on the face.
You know, even then, most of the time, it's like their teeth are what, half an inch long?
I was bit in the face by a Boston Terrier when I was a kid, and there was no, like,
But they bite into your nose off. That's what happened. The little tiny ones will bite into your nose off.
Chomp.
Well, I've never been bitten by a dog.
I do that to my kids all the time.
I haven't either.
I've been bit twice.
Only dog I've ever been bitten by is a German Shepherd.
There you go.
I was walking down the road. One came barreling out of its house and chomped me on the leg. I have no idea why.
That is like right
I was bitten by a poodle.
Poodle?
A poodle? Poodle can be mean. Poodle.
That's such a Hollywood thing.
I'm the only
thing.
One in the world who got bitten by a poodle in the emergency room.
No, poodles actually can be very mean. They're one of the highest bite rate dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Poodles?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yep. They're very neurotic.
Yeah, I had my cousin adopted for like 2 weeks a labradoodle, and then every time they tried to put it in the car, it would like get really aggressive, and so they returned it.
Here you're going back.
Yeah, because they're huge.
They can be very aggressive dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend's father, he was elderly. He had a lab that decided it hated going to the car, so he'd be out there in oven mitts.
Oh, my God. Oven mitts.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Bite suit. He'd be in a bite suit to put the dog in the car.
That's a good idea.
I can't even imagine, because, like, Birch is only 40-ish pounds, and, like, getting him in the tub, he does the, like, cat sprawl, where he's just like, no, you can't. It's exhausting, and he's only 40 pounds.
That's why you don't put him in a tub. You took him in the shower.
Yeah,
he doesn't fit in our shower.
We will take a break. Be right back. Another segment with Kristen Burt coming up.
Tom here for Shift Real Estate. Last year, about this time when we were making plans for Key West, I met the folks from Shift Real Estate. And when I heard the Shift story, it made sense to me. It made sense to my kids, and it makes sense to pretty much everybody that's heard about them. Shift Real Estate saves home sellers thousands of dollars on real estate fees. How do they do it? Shift lists for a flat fee of $5,000. You work with a full-time salaried agent. They take professional photos and videos of your home, list it on the MLS, and market your home online, all for a $5,000 flat fee. Call Shift Real Estate and tell them about your home. Tell them that you heard me talking about it, and they will tell you how you can save $10,000 or more when you list with Shift. It's the common sense way to sell your home. Visit shift2sell.com. That's shift, the number 2, sell.com. Because life is expensive enough.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, it's Tom again for my good friends at Profile by Sanford. I'm all in with my Profile journey, and I'm happy to tell you that I've lost weight, and I'm keeping it off. Lost a lot of weight, man. So what's the secret to my success? One word, coaching. I have the best. Danette has been amazing. The support she's given me along with Kelly is the best ever because they keep me accountable and will be with me every step of the way. Now, don't get me wrong. There's really no magic pill or easy button to push. If you want to lose weight and keep it off, it takes some work. Profile's coaches are truly there to help educate and motivate you to your goal. Profile has helped tens of thousands of people like me, and they can help you too. I got to tell you, the results for me have been really amazing, and I'm telling you, I do feel great. So don't wait any longer. Call today or visit profileplan.com for a location near you. Oh, and mention promo code KQRS for a special discount. Profileplan.com. That's profileplan.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen Burt is with us. Kristen, we've been talking a lot about like mayor of East Town and
Kate Winslet
doing a great job. Television, do you think television, at least the drama part of it, comedy right now on television is not very funny because they're worried about trying to be funny. It might be offensive, but to be funny. But the dramas right now are really good, don't you think?
honestly, and over the pandemic, primarily what I watched and covered was television, because that is where the work is being done. Honestly, the movie industry has been kind of frozen because of the situation with theaters, and I think we'll see some good movies probably because they've been held back, and we'll start seeing them this summer and moving forward. But the consistent work that's being done in television, and the fact that all of these Oscar winners are willing to now come to TV where 5 years ago they would have laughed in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Oscar winners are allowing their advertising to be shown in America now, too.
Yeah, they are.
So, yes, they are.
Yeah, see, boy, they just like that money. That money says a lot. So they got all the money. They're doing the foreign advertising, and they're doing the advertising here. Yeah.
And God bless them. They also do their own lifestyle brands.
Yeah.
So that, you know, if work is slow, they have something else to do. It works very well for them.
I just saw an ad for Elizabeth Taylor's, what is it, White Diamonds or Diamond
Scent?
Oh,
yeah, her perfume.
She made a fortune off of that.
That's been around a long time. Is she still alive? No.
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 Who gets that money?
Good. That's a good question.
Did she have any children?
Estee Lauder.
Did she ever have kids or anything?
Who are we talking about?
Elizabeth Taylor.
She was married 100 times. Yeah. Did she have any kids?
She was only married 8
I thought
times.
She had one kid.
No big deal. Mm.
She was married a lot. She has 4 children.
Oh.
She does?
Yep.
Where are they all?
I don't know. Earth.
I don't know. Earth.
Probably.
You're not going to be able to say that with 100% confidence soon, Andy. So
that's
true. So careful.
It could be on Mars. We don't know.
You never know. Dude, so what are Kate... Now, so we mentioned earlier that... Kate Winslet has personal problems. What are her personal problems? Besides
Kate
being
Winslet?
Married 4 times.
Yeah. No, the only thing that I've really been hearing Kate Winslet is she's really been talking about her time on in the Titanic. People called her fat, and she wasn't fat at all.
No, not at all.
How she dealt with her weight and all of that post her superstardom and everything else, and how the media really knocked her down. That's been a big...
Oh, so she carried a little extra weight because, for whatever reason, she had kids, too.
Yeah, she's never been big.
No, she's not a super scrawny person, but that
well, why don't they
doesn't
criticize
mean
the
she's heavy.
A nice, curvy lady, but... Mm-hmm.
Why don't they criticize the Kardashians?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and that's the thing, the Kardashians and Jennifer Lopez kind of made that figure a little bit more trendy and acceptable. And honestly, if you go back and look at some of the photos of all of the, you know, stars walking the red carpet, even 15 years ago, everyone was emaciated.
Yeah.
So if there's one thing that J-Lo and the Kardashians did, people are actually eating a meal now.
I remember the heroin chic being really cool.
Yeah, but the Kardashians, isn't it all just like...
Well, it's all fake, yeah.
It's all like
injections,
fix a flat, put where they want it. It's not really.
Well, yeah.
You
for
use
sure.
fix a flat. It's not.
Yeah, we got fix a flat in the office.
Yeah, we're talking.
And they've got tiny little waist, and, you know, it's all about the bottom.
Right.
And if you look back.
It's all about the booty.
In the 50s, you know, Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, though they were not skinny.
No, they were not.
Those women were not skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all, which is good. That's a good thing, I think, anyway. But, if the butts were real, that'd be one thing, but they are all injection. And those Kardashians, boy, they love to get injected with stuff.
Yeah, they're funny.
You know, it's interesting. If you go back and look at Kim Kardashian when she became famous, which was about 2006, 2007, and look at her face and look at her now, it's two completely different women.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, they're totally... They don't even look at anything alike.
No, they look like sex dolls.
They're beautiful to begin with.
I know, but they now look like sex dolls to me.
Enter Michael Jackson.
They don't look normal.
Mm-hmm. He's a good-looking guy. He's a good-looking young adult, and he just went off the deep end.
Totally off the deep
so
end.
So bizarre.
That is
so
sad.
Weird.
Wendy wants to know if you have watched Law & Order Organized Crime.
Ooh, I did watch an episode because, what's his name? Why can't I think of his name right now? The star.
I've never seen it.
Christopher Maloney?
Christopher Maloney, yes. Chris Maloney was trending for about a week because people noticed that he's got a big old booty, speaking of booties.
Really?
And, yes, but and people loved it. They were like, who knew he had such a juicy bottom? And so all of a sudden people are like, he's 60 years old and he's a sex symbol.
Ooh, I'm very uncomfortable right now. Very
juicy bottom.
Oh, yeah. Juicy bottom. That's
the
great.
Last word I would use.
Yeah.
Is he wearing those the underwear that he's got the pads in?
I don't know. He's wearing those like tight
skinny jeans.
What do you call them? Kind of like khakis, like what I would consider like utility type of pants that you would wear with a uniform, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But he had some junk in the trunk, apparently.
He does. Yes. I mean, if you go and you Google Chris Maloney, you're going to see that literally people are went nuts over his tight pants on Law & Order Organized Crime.
Tom, please don't start wearing tight pants.
No,
so you can,
no juicy booty.
So you can get online recognition.
Juicy booty. Yeah, even New York Post is juicy booty.
Well, Tom, I got to do something, Catherine, because my pants are all way too big for me now.
They are.
I got to get some new pants.
You're looking a little unsheltered.
Yeah, I look like I'm kind of homeless.
A little unsheltered.
I'm a little homeless looking because the pants are way too big for me.
Well, that's a good problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. We got to take it. Well, the problem is, Kristen, the real problem is my sweatpants are way too big for me now. I look like I'm wearing like those, what was that guy's name again? Not Zubas, the guy that had the hammer pants.
MC Hammer.
Yeah, they look like hammer pants, like every piece I got. So I got to get that.
They're coming back around.
Is it?
They are.
I just heard a click.
Did she get disconnected again?
No, I think she did.
I think so.
Well, what the hell? I'll call her back.
Kristen, what did you get disconnected?
Pay your phone bill.
Pay your phone bill, sister.
Yeah.
God, speaking of phone bills, whoever thought, you have a cell phone? Glad to hear it. What's that, about $300 a month? What the hell is that?
Hello,
I remember our home phone used to be like $3 a month
because
or something.
It's not just a phone bill. You have to get your phones, you get your tablets, you get everything on the plan.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You have data.
It's data.
People talk about, it's so expensive to live in the modern day. Well, it's like, yeah, but that's because you have all these things that you didn't used to have. It's like, your phone is expensive because you have like a computer that would have been considered a supercomputer the size of a building 30 mm-hmm. years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you really need that?
No.
Do you really need a gigabyte of bandwidth or a gigabit? Gigabyte would be a little much.
Got to get those movies to download faster.
I think people don't need what they
do you,
have.
And do you really need a watch that does checks your pulse?
If you want to, you can spend all of your money on things, but you don't need to. But people act like they can't live unless they have the latest iPhone and the latest Apple Watch.
Well, that's the thing about cable. Cable was creeping up to, $200 a month or something
like that. That was just because they kept making deals.
People are still spending the same amount, but they're getting content that they actually want.
Right.
So
we're not spending anywhere near as much as we did on cable.
We have two
streaming services.
Oh,
we're probably spending like $20-$30 a month, if that.
Really?
Yes, yeah. That's where we're at, too. And we rotate, too. So if we know that there's a particular show that we like, we will cancel one
and then
jump on another. So we're not like loyal all year round to one particular streaming service other than maybe Netflix. And of course we have Amazon Prime.
That's a good plan. Although Hulu's pretty good. I like Hulu a lot.
Hulu is good. Yeah.
I do like
that. I'm watching Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I just started. I'm on like episode 3. Oh my God. Is it dark and scary this year?
It is so dark. I'm all the way through episode 8 because they gave me the screeners, but there's 9 and 10, and they're making us wait.
Does it get any better, or does it just get worse?
No, it takes a really interesting turn. I don't want to spoil anything, but it takes an interesting turn that I think some people will go, okay, interesting.
Christian, are your screeners coming as a CD still, or DVD?
Yeah, they still come as CDs.
No, ours come as digital for any viewing. And the only thing that did come, we had a few DVDs for SAG Awards, but most of them are screeners.
The SAG Awards come in DVD form. We got like 17,000 of those.
But most of them were oftentimes they offered you a digital option with the SAG Awards.
They do, yeah.
We just watched digital. We didn't watch any of the DVDs, honestly.
Who has a DVD player?
We have one that we almost never use. We just use the PlayStation 4 as a DVD player if we want to.
If you look at the evolution going from 8-track tapes as a recording media, mm-hmm. it is churned almost every 5 years where stuff comes
very
and
rapid.
Goes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a fascinating kind of thing. A buddy of mine used to have he had a Mercedes with a phone in his car, mm-hmm. and there were only like 2 years where they had phones in the car because
right.
the
car phones,
iPhones
yep.
came out. Yeah.
Yep, in the center console.
Yeah, the giant briefcase with the satellite right. dish in it, so you could use your car phone.
Yeah, if you look, we had CDs, and then we had DVDs, and then we had Blu-ray, and that's just like.
Whew. Wait a minute! What about cassettes? Don't forget cassettes.
You forgot those awesome cassettes that were so
and
good.
Everything. It's just. But it's gone. I mean, it's just so interesting how rapidly
totally
that's
different
changed.
Well, look at, I mean, telephones. It was the tinier one. Tiny ones were cool. The tinier your phone was, mm-hmm. that was better. And now it's like they're getting much larger.
Much
when Melissa tried to buy a phone, she was like, all of these phones are way too big. And
yeah, they are
I
very
agreed.
Big
the,
now.
The smallest well, phone that they had was...
for women. We don't have pockets.
Yeah, all
right.
of the phones right. were enormous. It's like
the thing is if you're just using it for a phone and text and photographs, you don't need a big phone. But if you're doing contracts and signing things on your phone, like for real estate or whatever,
you need a bigger screen
so you can get
we doing
more
it on
there.
Pad, though. Your iPad or something.
Yeah, sometimes you just all of a sudden got to sign a contract.
And I bought the smallest phone, and it's still too big. I want the tiny one, like the original ones.
Yeah, the little flip phone would have been great. Just flip it over and put it in your pocket.
I think you can still buy those. Aren't those kind of making a little comeback?
You can get an old flip phone.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
What about the jitterbug?
It's not a jitterbug anymore. It's called a Lively, I think. My dad's got one.
No,
got a
Lively is by Jitterbug.
Oh, Lively is by Jitterbug.
It's a Jitterbug product.
There you go.
The Jitterbug
and
is
And they have those
like,
at Best Buy now.
The Jitterbug is literally just a phone. It doesn't do... It's a keypad. It's a phone. You... don't have any real...
I think you can
but
text.
The Lively is actually Android-based.
Oh.
It's just stripped down so it's easier to use.
Ah.
Okay, so I have a question for everybody here because I'm getting really sad about this because I know a couple of people, several people in the business. We'll start with Chris and then go around the table. When is the last time you watched the local news on television?
I was probably 12 years old.
Andy never has.
Yeah.
Kristen, you watch the local news in Los Angeles?
I don't. I have an app on my Roku that shows local news around the country.
Right.
And I did tune into local news during Black Lives Matter movement just to keep up with what was happening.
Before we get to Catherine and Ralph, I mentioned this because I have several friends that are news anchors, and I'm kind of worried about them because nobody watches local news anymore. It's shocking.
I don't know.
Because nothing is local news. They make a national issue out of everything.
Right. That's true.
It's like, a cat climbs a tree and they have to hear about it across the globe for some reason.
So, Catherine, last time you watched the local news?
I really have no idea. I don't know.
A couple of years? Year and a half, anyway. I know that.
I think I tried to watch the local news and I couldn't figure out how to do it without just having streaming services.
Well, Hulu, you can
I didn't
do
know.
It.
I didn't know where to
Hulu.
Go.
Yeah, you can watch it on Hulu. Absolutely.
So I was just like, I don't know.
Ralph,
it's 25 years.
25
I stopped watching local news because I didn't care about the entertainment. I didn't care about the sports. I didn't care about what the weather was like today. I was here,
right?
And
well, now you got an app.
Most of the stories were stories that I didn't care about. So if there was a fire in Minneapolis, well, it has no effect on you. It was a fire that was there. I hope no one got hurt, but it doesn't influence me at all. And any story that was on there is always America. There was nothing, international news. You didn't hear about anything that was going on in the world.
No,
so it was worth it. To me, it was worthless.
What's the other thing is the idea of a local community is kind of dead.
It really is.
Like, there are no local communities anymore.
Right.
No one cares about what's going on in their neighborhood.
No, it's the community of your skin color.
I don't even know my neighbors.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, no, no one, there's, our neighborhood tried to throw a block party a couple years ago, and basically no one went, because just no one cares.
No one cares about their neighbors.
Isn't that sad?
Oh, I care about
it's so sad.
I care about my neighbors and their security and everything.
Well, yeah.
But I don't want to talk to them.
Oh, well, there you that's
well, nice. it used to be the people stayed in their homes for 30 years, 40 years.
Yeah.
People used to use one house as an investment and sell it, and when they retired, go do whatever they want. Now most people move every 5 to 7 years.
Well,
it's what happens.
Not, I mean, 30 years ago, you know, if you wanted to talk to someone, you either had to call a friend, talk to someone living in your house, or you'd go talk to a neighbor or something like that. But now it's just like you can talk to someone from another country with zero effort. You could talk to 1,000 people in a group chat or whatever online or on Twitter or whatever. There's just no reason to think local anymore because the world is designed around a global scope.
Yeah.
So local news, it's not designed around a global scope. No one cares about it.
So that's the culture shift that social media has brought, that you can talk to anybody anywhere in the world at any time.
Which is, that's the other thing. It's, and that the other thing about that is that it's made it so that the world is basically, you got America, and then you got a bunch of other countries that are like watching America and don't really care about themselves too much. It's like anything big that happens in America becomes international news. Every country has to hear about it nonstop.
Yes, and then comment on it constantly.
But it's like a country that isn't America could sink into the ocean. Aliens could bomb it into glass, and we probably wouldn't hear about it for like 3 months because we'd be too busy worrying about what Biden said.
Exactly. Exactly.
The world is very, very America-centric right now, to the point of, I don't know,
as much
pathology.
As much as people hate America, our export of our culture.
That's all they care about.
And if it's Hollywood, they can't get enough of it.
Oh, yeah. For real. Even China. China, all they care about is American Hollywood movies right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, look at
it's
this.
It's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Meghan and Harry crap ever since they had the
interview. The only royals
interview.
Anyone cares about
They're
are the ones
stars.
Who live in America.
Yeah, but ever since they had the interview on with Oprah, that's all anybody can talk about. It's like, oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
I've had to write so many royal articles, and I will tell you, I get feedback nonstop, Twitter, emails from people that read the articles because our articles are syndicated onto Yahoo and MSN, and people have an opinion, and they want to be heard about it. But Prince Harry's a part of the Vax Live concert, and he was treated, it might as well have been George Clooney up there.
Really?
Yep. So it's working. They left a situation that they didn't like, and they made a great life for themselves here.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't leave it. They just morphed it. I don't know. They didn't leave their life. They're still associated with that. And so much of their popularity is related to the fact that they are royals, and they've sort of balked at that, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, are their kids going to be heirs?
To their own fortune, but not to the royal fortune.
But not to the royal... they're not going to be in line for the...
I'm assuming that they can...
They're not in line to
the But they can rejoin the firm, I'm sure, if they
want. They cannot. They have been officially...
The kids could never go back and say, hey, Grandpa,
no,
I want to be part of the firm? Really?
Prince Charles is looking to slim down the senior royal. So once he becomes king, it is likely it will only be Charles, Camilla, and then William and his family. And everyone else will be pushed aside. Because he's
really?
Looking for really... Yeah.
Welcome to the world of the Tudors.
Wow.
Yeah. And now some royal watchers are saying they're predicting that the last king we will see will be William. They don't even think that the monarchy will survive in time for George to take the throne. Kind of interesting. I mean, there's a lot happening.
Talk about a cultural shift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my God, that's a history that's been around a long time, just going to be erased.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they didn't adapt to the times, too, and I think that hurt them in the long run. They were so slow to even adapt to stupid things like social media and having some of these royal protocols that could have used some flexibility. I think in the long run, it really did hurt them, that people just see them more as celebrities, like kind of a sphere of Hollywood, even though they have nothing to do with Hollywood other than Harry and Meghan.
Well, that's because at the Queen's great age, the protocols and the traditions were the biggest things that they could uphold that separated them from just everybody else. That's what they thought.
So, yeah.
So did Did Harry and what's her name?
Megan.
Leave. I'm sorry. I don't follow the royal family. No. Yeah. Did they, in essence, leave one royalty and enter another royalty?
Functionally.
Oh, yeah.
And has Hollywood taken over the royalty position in the world?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Well, Montecito is, and I'm not kidding. Montecito has become sort of the Hollywood enclave for the uber rich and like A plus. List in Hollywood. You have your Oprahs, you have who else is up there? Ellen DeGeneres is up there. You have John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. Everyone is moving there. They're getting out of Los Angeles and going up to Ventura County.
No, wait a minute. Oprah and John Legend? They can't be moving out of inner city neighborhoods to be with their people. I mean, come on.
They're not in an inner city neighborhood.
White people are
racist. You can't be moving next to white people. They're all racist.
I don't think Oprah's been within 50 feet of a non-millionaire in 30 years.
No. That's about right, too, isn't it?
You want to talk about out of touch,
Out of touch.
Well, that was the thing that rankled me about the interview. It's like all of these... Mm-hmm. Ridiculously privileged, ridiculously wealthy people, wang about the world. It's give me a break.
I know.
You got, and they're up there, and they're looking out over that Pacific Ocean at the oil rigs.
Mm-hmm.
Oil rigs up there by Santa
Barbara. They took a lot of them out of there.
No, they're gone. Last time I was up, that was what put me off. There's oil rigs out there. Why do you want to live here?
No, apparently they took a lot of them out.
Yeah, they're planning on moving a lot even more out.
Yep.
But the big little bit of trivia too, that house, the estate, I should say, that they filmed at that interview was not Oprah's, nor was it Meghan and Harry's. It was Rob Lowe's.
Mm. Oh, for God's sake! Whatever. I got to go home and puke now. Yeah, sorry.
That nepotism and cronyism we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Kristen, who's better than you? That's what I want to know.
Probably a lot of people.
That'd be nobody. That would be nobody, sis.
I would agree. Nobody.
We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Kristen Burt, ladies and gentlemen. So, what are you folding it up? We got 20 seconds here. 20 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, these advertisers pay for the full measure.
They're ready to give you 13 more seconds.
Jumped up and was ready to go, so I thought we were done.
We'll talk to you tomorrow with the family.